The particular problems, or the challenges facing us was, was finding a wall, and then designing an image for the wall, but not really knowing the exact final size of the wall, as we did not know where the wall would stop and what bit of the wall the owner would allow us to paint on. The GLC negotiated this with the owner who had a shop on the corner on Railton Road at number 50, and he gave us access to a little storage space in his backyard where we kept paints and ladders and stuff and brushes. And he first wanted a lot of money for the wall, and then the GLC had a long meeting with him and persuaded him to give us the wall at a relatively affordable rate. These negotiations were undertaken by Praminder Vir. The technical problems, of course, as I mentioned, was what medium were we going to paint the wall in? And we were consulting with the mural workshop in London, and given a lot of advice, a lot of technical information about how we could construct this mural, what different sorts of medias we could use to paint it in. We chose one which was embedding this pigment into the render, which had a great color fastness. But in the end, the company who produced this material could not deliver all the colors that we needed and could not deliver it on time. And as there was a deadline for the project and a financial limitation on the project, we decided in the end to paint the mural in normal commercial acrylic paint. And we rendered the wall, a special render, and then we gave it a number of coats of gesso to make sure that it had a solid base on it, and then started painting. And when we were marking up the design, we had to make certain adjustments to fit the final image onto the wall, as the original design did not match the measurement of the wall. So that was another challenge. The one big challenge was that most murals in London at the time were above head height, put it that way. You could see them, they were on the sides of buildings high up, and most of them were being defaced by neo-fascist groups and right-wing groups who didn't like the images and constantly targeted these murals. And so the big challenge was this was a mural which was at street level. You could literally stand right next to it on the square and see it, and there was the great danger that this mural would be vandalized. And that was a particular challenge. The way we resolved that was to, at the f when the mural was done, we gave the mural a number of coats of anti-graffiti protection, a spray that we put on. We sprayed the whole wall with, I think, six layers of anti-graffiti spray. But this proved to be unnecessary because 4 years later, when I visited the mural for the first time after it had been opened, there wasn't a single scratch on it. The next time I visited, because I had been told that the plot was being developed to build homes or old age pensioners' homes on it, when I got there, the wall had been painted grey, and that is still the way you can see it if you get onto the property and view this wall that once held the mural, the dream, the rumour, and the poet's song.